If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. The past month has been an unsettled one on Kiwi Farm. Trucks coming and going, animals leaving in droves, many fleeing to greater opportunities offered on the West Farm. Many returning back to their farms of origin, and the unlucky ones, namely a number of the sheep, well, those trucks to the works had been circulating more frequently than many would like. The mood in the central farmyard was also grim. In the many years under Napoleon, Chippy and Squealer's rule, those in the central farmyard had comfortable accommodations, easy jobs that would never break a sweat or chip a claw or tarnish a trotter, and most importantly, they were always exceptionally well fed. Running a farm was hungry work, don't you know? But there was a new pig in town now. Oinky Lux wasn't a native central farmyard dweller like his predecessors. He had sharpened his trotters on the wider stage, travelling, working, and trading among other farms, ranches, and hamlets, returning home to apply what he had learned on his beloved Kiwi farm. To achieve this, he had to form an alliance with Davy Piglet, and seasoned campaigner Winnie Benn, Kiwi Farm's old donkey. An election was won, a plan struck, and the central farmyard was in full implementation mode. Looking at what was transpiring down in the central farmyard was Bazza and Sheila. Those two hard-working farm dogs were run off their paws, rounding up, herding and loading all those leaving into the trucks. Their favourite place to rest and relax was this peaceful paddock, a little way out of the central farmyard, up on a small hill, that provided a vantage point to witness all the shenanigans in the farmyard below. This paddock's unusual occupants were an eclectic collection of animals shunned by those in the central farmyard, especially the sheep, most of the pigs, and especially the free rangers and the kunikuni. But they had the affections of Winnie Benn, who visited regularly to chat and discuss the business of the day. For the last several weeks when Sheila and Bazza came to visit the paddock was barren. The animals gone, the chatter, the banter, the stimulating conversations. Silent. A handwritten sign on the pasture's gate alluded to the issue. Off to source more feed. We value our independence and take no feed from the farmyard. Hope to be back soon. This didn't deter Bazza and Sheila. They still retreated to this peaceful pasture to watch and wait. As they gazed down on the farmyard, they saw a sheep running around the home paddock.
Sheila, what on earth is Mickey doing? Has she been stung in the butt by a bee? I haven't seen her this excited since Dave and Deb got new friends.
Mickey was an Arapawa, a native merino sheep bred to Kiwi Farm. She had deftly outmaneuvered the trucks to the works, ascending to the most senior role in the home paddock. Sheep with vastly more experience were overlooked for the role, and some dared suggest that it was Mickey's breeding that saw her gain her newfound success. And for all that success, here she was now running around the paddocks, bleating maniacally, skipping, jumping, and trying to catch the attention of any farm animal within bleat's breath. Sheila looked to Baz.
Oh, that'll be the new poll. Apparently, Oinky, Davy and Winnie aren't as popular as Showy Salbrick is at Winning Hearts and Minds through her love of tea towels.
Just then, shouting could be heard from the farmhouse. One of the free-range pigs' Canadian imports, Maple Leaf Gender, was screaming uncontrollably at one of Oinky's sty mates, waving and gesticulating wildly.
Whatever bee that stung Mickey's butts obviously moved on to Maple Leaf, observed Sheila.
Just as Sheila spoke, the sound of other animals approaching could be heard. It was the collection of back paddock dwellers and animals of Kiwi Farm that those in the central farmyard had a habit of forgetting. They were bringing small parcels of feed and goods for the pasture's truth-telling inhabitants. Word had spread, and it appeared that the animals of Kiwi Farm had missed news from the small independent paddock and had tired of the likes of Mickey and her overheated histrionics. Could this be the signal of their return? Bazza and Sheila could only but wait and hope. Tune in next week to hear about how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.